coming. Della May is on tour again. If you don't already know, it's a very extensive tour. They've also released a new album, Butcher Shop, an EP on Rounder Records. I'm going to talk extensively with Celia Woodsmith of the band and how they got back together, the extent of their tour. Some news about they crisscross about 6 dates with Steve Martin and Martin Short, which is going to be a blast. Celia Woodsmith of Della May. I'm very happy to welcome to Unreal Bluegrass for the first time Celia Woodsmith of Della May. How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm doing great. I'm still doing great. Anyway, it's like we've done this before. Here's the reason. One of the reasons I'm so excited is Della May has a new album, and on top of that, Della May is taking on an incredible tour schedule.
I know. Yep, we are rolling into Raleigh as we speak with a car full of the newest recording, which is coming out on right now today. So
right now,
we're ready to roll them out.
And you're doing this as you're driving down the road.
Well, I'm not driving, fortunately. Kimber is driving, which is great.
So here's my point. If someone wants to, like, drive up beside of you, can you actually sell a CD from the window?
You know, we've never tried that before, but we have communicated with people next to us by writing with Sharpies on notes of paper.
Oh, really?
So,
That's funny. The new album is, the title is Butcher Shop. There's 6 tunes on there. I think many will be familiar to fans of Della May, of which there are just thousands and thousands and tons and tons of them. But 6 songs, and your schedule is really amazing. You can go to Della May, you have a website, and they can find out and probably buy this thing. But how do you, for 6 songs, when, I don't want to say this as a comeback, but certainly a reorganization of Della May as far as a serious tour schedule goes, how do you select these 6 songs? I mean, they're all different. They're all indicative of what someone would hear if they see Della May live. I've seen you countless number of times. How do you go about putting these back onto the recording?
Well, you know, we kind of were sitting around about, I want to say it was early in the fall, and we were trying to decide when to do our next full-length album. And we were kind of looking at all of these songs. We're like, well, what do people request? You know, what do they come up to the merch table and say, oh, my gosh, do you have that song? And normally we say, no, we didn't record that one. I'm sorry. So we realized we had about 6 of these tunes that people always request, and we don't have anything for them. And so we decided, you know what, let's just spend one day in the studio. It'll be really fun. We'll take the pressure off of ourselves. We'll just, you know, do live recordings, really, you know, 1 or 2 takes each, and then just get it out and see what happens with it. So all of these tunes are tunes that people love and we love to play. And then there's 2 new original tunes on there as well. One instrumental that Kimber wrote, and then one that I wrote about bourbon. So we figured we'd make it fun, we'd make it easy, and we just, you know, see how it turned out. And I just love how the recording sounds. It sounds like we're having fun, and that's exactly what we were doing.
It's for 6 songs. It's a great collection of what Della May is now, I think, and what they've always been as far as the diversity that and the talent. There's the talent levels through the roof of what you bring to the recordings.
Oh, thank you.
Bourbon Hound is your song, then.
Yeah.
That's kind of a swing. It has kind of a swing.
Yeah, it is. You know, I was sitting at my kitchen table, and I was having a little bit of writer's block. I promised myself I was going to write a song that day, and I was coming up with nothing. So I looked over, and there was, you know, my liquor cabinet. And I decided to see, just kind of for fun, how many bourbons or whiskeys I could put in one song. And that's exactly how the song came out. So it started as a joke, and now it's on a recording.
Celia, as long as you were just putting them in the song and not in a glass in front of you.
Well, I'll never tell what else may have happened.
Before I forget, tell me the membership of the band right now as you're touring and performing.
Oh, yeah, right now. So in the car with me right now is Kimber Ludeker on the fiddle, who's also the driver extraordinaire today. We got Jenny Lynn Gardner on the mandolin, Zoe Gigano on the bass, and then myself on vocals and guitar and washboard. We have been taking out a couple special guests this year. We've had Avril Smith on guitar, and we just came from a festival where we played with Bonnie Payne on vocals and washboard. And She's from Elephant Revival. It was just a really fantastic show.
I'm glad. I don't know her name, but I knew Elephant Revival, but I'm not that familiar with the members of the band, so I'm glad you mentioned that. Okay. The opening tune, Bluebird Blackbirds, is about as close to a bluegrass tune outside of the instrumental as you'll find on this album. I might be overstating it, but I think that people are going to latch onto that right away.
Yeah, I think so. That was one written by a dear friend of ours who lives up in Boston, Massachusetts, and he just kind of gave the song to me and said, you know, I don't really have a spot to put this right now, and you guys, it seems like a bluegrass song. So we kind of made it our own, and I would say you're right. That's probably the most bluegrass tune we have on there, and it really kind of showcases the harmony and some we snuck a little fiddle tune in there, too. So those of you who are listening to it, you can guess which fiddle tune we put in there.
I know what it is. I'm not going to say, but I kept thinking, I know what that song is. 16 Tons is on here. Now, I've seen you perform this live, the band.
Yes, yeah.
And probably at Grey Fox.
Yeah, you know, that was kind of, for a long time, that was kind of our show ender, like our big tune. And the cool part about that tune is that, you know the tune, whether you think you know it or not. You know, everyone sort of can start singing along to it right away. It's just such an iconic tune. It's been covered probably hundreds of times. Just a really strong, strong song. But I really love the fact that we, as an all-female band, obviously with a female singer, can take that song on and kind of do it in a bluesy way and kind of make it a little bit different, make it our own.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, listen, I enjoy it a lot. I know it was on the main stage at Grey Fox a couple of years ago.
I bet you're right about that.
And I think it was maybe you even screamed. I don't say you screamed, but you yelled the fact that this was your goal from the time you first started, you know, hanging around Grey Fox, was to be on the main stage in the High Meadow in the evening, and that's where you were.
Well, yeah, I started out doing volunteering there, so I was the trash woman for a couple of years, and then finally made it to the main stage. So it's a true rags to riches story.
I like that. The instrumental on the tune is No-See-Um Stomp.
No-See-Um Stomp. Yep.
And that's just an amazing. There's so many great musicians in the band, but that's just a great instrumental tune that kind of showcases a lot of the instrumentality of the band.
Yeah, that's our barn burner. Kimber says she wrote that when she was on a beach in Florida, and was attacked by a swarm of no-see-ums and kind of had to put that right. agony into a song.
You're gonna have to. Well, I don't. You're gonna have to explain that. I've either not been on the beach enough, or I'm just not catching what the no-see-ums is.
Well, you know, I think this is new for me too. I hadn't really had that many experiences with the bug, the no-see-um, but apparently they're really ruthless. So I don't know. I guess it's a beach bug.
Okay. That's good for me. Sleep With One Eye Open. That's going to be recognizable by everybody.
You
guys do your own spin on it, and a wonderful arrangement and take on that song.
Yeah, that's an interesting one. Jenny Lynn, we've been playing that song for years as well, and I kind of love that when that song first came out in the 50s, it was banned from the radio because it kind of, you know, it was talking about a woman who might go off to honky-tonks or stay out late at night and do unsavory things. So it was banned from the radio.
Really? It was banned?
And,
I did not know that.
Yes, it was. So I think it's kind of cool that we can take that song back. We can own it as a bunch of women who can now, you know, sing that song for ourselves and I don't know, just kind of twist it around a little bit.
You know, you've made this point twice. One of my favorite tunes off of the last studio album, I should have looked at this first. Was it called Boston Town? That's the union. I feel so strong on that. That's the unionization of. It's a made up word I just did up.
I think it's right. It is now.
And of women and workers, right? I mean, I think that's what that was
about.
That's a great song.
Thank you. That was one that I wrote about the. They're called the Lowell Mill Girls up in Lowell, Massachusetts. I think this was around the 1830s. They went on strike for better wages and better living conditions, and it was really inspirational reading about their story and just kind of knowing you know, they put everything on the line. They put their jobs and their livelihoods on the line to stand up for themselves. And, you know, I feel happy that we can follow sort of figuratively in their footsteps.
Well,
and I think...
And you are more than figurative. You are literally... Della May is I'm going to say you're issue-driven, but you're certainly cognizant of issues along those lines, and you make it very well known, very clear where you stand.
Absolutely. We are all about women's rights. You know, we've traveled all over the world. We've been to Pakistan and Saudi Arabia, and you know, we've been to a lot of places where women's rights aren't really being grappled with that well. And you know, we really like to make it at the forefront for us because, you know, we are living it every day. We are women in music, and we can see and feel some of the disparity. And, you know, we're really trying to make it easier for young women to play music and make it easier for professional women now to kind of be treated on the same footing. So.
And you do it so musically.
Yeah, that's what it's all about.
It is. Yeah, I have to tell you this quick story. The first time I saw you at Grey Fox was not the big evening show where in the dusk and the first time on the High Meadow. I don't remember when it was, but I know this. There are merchant tents everywhere and merchant booths and everything. By the time I left my little broadcast booth up there and came around just to see what was going on, there was over the hill, as far as I could find, as far as I could see over the hill and over the dale at Grey Fox on the top of the mountain, young ladies, young women. I mean, and I thought, this is exactly, I mean, four or five across, and I thought, this is exactly the response. And I'm not saying they were all young ladies or young women, but a lot of them were, and I thought, this is a beautiful thing.
Yeah, it really is. And looking out from the stage, and when we get to see that as well, it's just very inspirational.
Isn't that something?
You know, it really is. We've been playing as Della May for about 9 years now, so a lot of those young women who were maybe 10 when they first started watching us, you know, we've even met some young women who started their own bands and, you know, kind of use us as that. They were inspired by what we were doing.
You know, what a great reward. What a wonderful feeling that must be. I know you're not doing it for that specifically, and you're not trying to say I want to get feedback that makes me feel better, but what a wonderful response.
It really is. It really makes me, you know, when people ask you that quintessential question of do you think you've made it in the music industry, I think it's really stuff like that more than any award you can get is the most important thing. If you can inspire a generation of young women, then you're doing something right.
It's great. It's great. Now, you've done a couple of, because I've got them both, couple of things since I don't say Della May broke up, but you kind of like took a little break. And Jenny did something, which I've talked to her about.
Oh, yeah.
And with a wonderful album, you've done a couple of things. I think you were more into a rock. And on your solo things, could I call them rock more so?
Yeah, okay. I'd say so.
Yeah. and which is great. So you're the only person I don't know in the band to speak of is the bass player. I don't know your current bass player.
Yeah, Zoe Gigano. So she's been playing with us for the last 4 years, and she's from a little island off of Vancouver in Canada called Main Island. And she used to play with a band called Joy Kills Sorrow.
Oh, I know them.
Remember them?
Yeah, sure,
yep.
Sure. Okay, all right.
So we kind of knew one another in the scene for years and years, and just right at the right time, you know, she became available, and we were searching for a bass player, and it's just an incredible fit. She's got amazing groove, and she can sing. And I mean, it's the whole package, so we're really lucky to be playing with her.
The last cut on the album, I've never heard you do Whipping Post before from the Allman Brothers, so tell me a little bit about that. It's a beautiful fit for what you're doing. But.
Yeah, thank you. I think we kind of like to do songs that people wouldn't necessarily expect that we would do. We like to surprise them. You know, something by the Allman Brothers is maybe not the first thing you think of when you think of Della May, but again, we're really trying to sort of step over boundaries and, you know, create new space for us in the music business. So, I've always loved the Allman Brothers. I love that tune, and we just decided to put it together and see what people would think. Normally at Grey Fox every year, we do an unexpected song, and that was our unexpected song 1 year, and so since then, it got such a great response that we decided to keep playing it.
You'll be at Grey Fox this year.
Oh, yeah, we'll be there.
Yeah, okay. Everybody's excited about that. They always look for Delamay to be on the, and, you know, when they announce the, when Mary and everyone finally puts out the list, is Delamay going to be there or not? And it was exciting to see the name back on there again.
Yep, this is actually a special year for us. We're trying to think of something really cool to do because this is our 10-year anniversary of playing Grey Fox straight through.
Wow. We talked about the tour, all that information, and information I would expect on how to get Butcher Shop is on the website.
It sure is, yeah, delamay.com. And if you want to check out our calendar for our shows, it's delamay.com/shows. And we've got all the things, you know, we've got Twitter, we've got Instagram, we've got
you
the
do.
Website.
Yes,
so
you
just,
do.
Yeah, so we're everywhere.
And for the listeners, this has to be fun. What I count them off is you're doing 6 dates with Steve Martin and Martin Short.
Yes. Yeah, we are starting that next week, actually. We'll be flying, to Evansville, Indiana.
There is one.
I think that's it. Well, that's the first of our dates with Steve Martin. And if you've seen the Netflix special, it's hilarious. And he plays with the Steep Canyon Rangers on the Netflix special. And apparently Steve just asked the Steeps who they knew who could, you know, fill in some dates for them. And they recommended us. So
we feel really honored.
Yeah, I know.
I've seen
We're
that.
We're just going to play a couple of his tunes and play a couple of our tunes.
So you'll play some of yours, and you'll also have some of the stuff that he's done with the Steeps, I guess.
Yeah, okay. So we'll probably start with, you know, one or two of ours, and then we play some tunes with him, and then we just get to sit back and watch the show.
Which is not too bad. I've seen it and it live, and it's absolutely. I'll tell you the funny thing they did when I first saw it. I'm wasting your time now, but they do a video, like a sort of a warm up act. They have a video that they put together. That might be. I don't know if they still do it. That might be the funniest show I've ever seen. Just watching the video of the clips, and then they come out, and you're ready. The audience is so warmed up by the time they come out because of the video presentation. You're going to have a blast. The audiences will have a blast. I'm so happy that I can tell it the whole world that Delamay is touring extensively. They have a new release, Butcher Shop, on Rounder Records, and I'm looking forward to seeing you guys come out in July up in New York.
Thank you so much for talking with us today. It really is just. It feels like a really good day releasing this record and about to play a show tonight. This is just a lovely interview, so thank you.
Well, go on about your way and have fun. Stay safe while you're traveling, and I'll catch up to you down the road. All right? Thanks, Celia.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.